Welcome to the Volta Finance Limited Investor Call. Please note the following important notice before joining the call. By participating in this investor call, you represent and undertake that you fall within one of the two following categories: a person having professional experience in matters relating to investments, who fall within the definition of investment professionals in Article 19.5 of the Financial Promotion Order 2005, or a high net worth bodies, corporate, unincorporated associations and partnerships and trustees of high value trusts as described in Art 49.2 of the Financial Promotion Order 2005. If you do not consider yourself to fall within either or both of these groups, you are advised to leave this investor call now. Please note that your name will be added to the list of participants for this investor presentation. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Jim Gilligan. Please go ahead, sir.
No, thank you, Rita. Good morning. I thank you all for attending this investor conference call, which has been organized so as to update analysts and shareholders and give them the opportunity to discuss the recent publication of Volta Finance's interim report and accounts for the semi-annual period ended 31st January 2015. I, then Serge Dume of AXA Investment Managers Paris, will deliver prepared statements, and there will then be a question and answer period. During the semi-annual period ended 31st January 2015, Volta continued to demonstrate its ability to create value for shareholders with a 9.9% performance of its NAV, taking into account the dividend payment of 30 cents per share made in December. The share price also performed well over the semi-annual period, returning a total positive performance of 4.3% dividends reinvested. As at the end of last week, and including the dividend paid on the 7th of April, Volta's share performance was 21% year-to-date, thanks to the narrowing of the discount to NAV in recent months. At the current time, the share price discount to NAV has narrowed to approximately 7%, from close to 20% last summer. It is gratifying that this strong investment performance continues to be accompanied by low levels of volatility during the period. The board decided to pay an interim dividend of 31 cents per share for the semi-annual period ended 31st January 2015, which was paid to shareholders last week. When deciding the level of the dividend, the board took into consideration our company's long-term objective to seek to both preserve its capital and to pay a stable stream of dividends to its shareholders. This latest interim dividend represents approximately 7.8% of the end-of-period NAV on an annualised basis and has been determined by taking into account all relevant factors, including the strong positive performance for the semi-annual period ended 31st January 2015, the projected IRR of Volta's existing assets, and the projected IRR range of 8% to 11% within which our investment manager anticipates being able to source new investments during the foreseeable future. On the 31st of March, our company announced that an extraordinary general meeting of the company will be held on the 6th of May 2015 in connection with matters arising from the proposed listing of our company on the main market of the London Stock Exchange. A circular containing notice of the EGM had been published. As announced on the 12th of February, in order to comply with the eligibility criteria for listing on the official list of the UK Listing Authority, certain changes are required to be made to the company's investment policy. These changes remove the board's discretion on investment limits in different asset classes and individual assets, as detailed within the aforementioned circular. Shareholders are asked to vote on the changes to the company's investment policy at the EGM. Should the changes to the company's investment policy not be approved by shareholders, the company will not be eligible for admission to listing on the LSE main market. The board therefore encourages all shareholders to vote in favour of these changes to ensure that the London Stock Exchange listing process can proceed without delay. Subject to the successful outcome of the EGM, the admission of the company to listing on the LSE main market is expected to take place in late May. The proposed changes to the company's investment policy in no way affects shareholders' ability to trade their shares and exit their investment in the company in the usual way. The results of the EGM are expected to be released immediately following the EGM. Changes to the company's investment policy will be effective immediately following the EGM if approved. Shortly prior to admission, shareholders will be given the following options: to hold their shares in Crest, to retain the shares in Euroclear, Netherlands, or to hold the shares in registered certificated form. Therefore, thereafter, settlement of any transactions on Euronext Amsterdam and the main market will incur through the Crest system. The board believes that a London listing will assist with improving liquidity in the company's shares and will over time help to broaden the shareholder base. As announced in December 2014, the board will consider raising fresh capital only when the share price fully reflects the company's NAV. Serge Demey of AXA Investment Managers Paris will now provide a brief update about the current situation of Volta's assets and about the investment opportunities that could be available in the current environment. There will then be a question and answer period. Serge, could you please go ahead?
Thank you, Jim. Before making some observations regarding the overview of Volta for the coming period, I will first comment on the performance of the last semi-annual period. Over the course of the semi-annual period, the turnover of Volta continued increasing and was quite significant. The equivalent of €51 million was invested and €57 million was sold or received as principal payments of maturing assets. On average, under our standard and reasonable assumptions, the projected average expected return of the purchases was close to 9.5%, in line with our previous and current view that Volta will be able to purchase assets with projected returns in the 8% to 11% area for the forthcoming period. On average, assets sold were yielding 4.6% at the time of the sale, using the same standard assumptions used to compute the projected yield of purchases. 10 different assets were purchased during the period. 6 CLO deposits, 1 CLO equity tranche, 1 first class piece of a warehouse of CLO, 1 investment in a bank balance sheet transaction fund, as well as 1 investment in a European land fund. This breakdown of assets perfectly demonstrated our investment strategy for the semi-annual period under review. First, pursue investment in CLO debt tranches as we consider the spread offered on these assets still attractive. Second, be very selective when investing in equity tranches of CLO. Continue to benefit from our ability to source assets in the bank balance sheet transactions and finance CLO warehouses as long as we are confident the overall environment is stable for the coming quarters. In line with our preference for CLO debt tranches relative to equity tranches, we decided to leverage a portion of our CLO debt bucket for a repurchase agreement. $30 million was received in March through a repurchase agreement, and the majority of this amount will be reinvested in US dollar CLO debt tranches in order to widen the portfolio of assets eligible for this transaction. The repurchase agreement has a scheduled maturity of 5 years. The intention is that Volta will borrow up to a further $30 million for a similar transaction in the coming months. Due to the fact that the vast majority of Volta's new investments during the period were in relation with CLOs, CLO-type investments, including the CLO warehouse, represented, as at the end of January 2015, 75% of Volta assets. As a result of the significant turnover throughout the period, 40% of Volta's investments, as at the end of January 2015, were assets issued in the last 3 years, replacing assets issued before 2008. The turnover of the portfolio produced some extra gains as credit curves are very steep at the moment in the structured finance area. We hope to be able to repeat such performance in the coming period. In line with the previous annual period, Volta's assets generated €16 million of interest or coupons over the semi-annual period, representing an annualized rate of 11.6% of Volta's net asset value at the beginning of the period. Under reasonable assumptions, interest and coupons for the forthcoming period are expected to be roughly the same. Our shareholders can find in the seminal report projected returns on Volta's assets depending on standard scenario. According to such calculations, Volta's assets as at 31st January 2015 have an average projected return slightly below 9% when considering the standard assumption that the rating of underlying corporate credit exposures appropriately reflects the probability of default on a medium-term to long-term basis. On average, this projected return has been almost stable since the previous annual report, and we believe that such returns remain attractive relative to either traditional credit markets or equity markets. It is important to mention that despite an almost stable projected return of its assets between 8 and 9% for the last 2 years, Volta was able to produce a cumulative 38.5% performance over the same period. This outperformance relative to the given projected return is due to three things. The fact that over the last 2 years, actual defaults on assets selected for Volta were below the standard assumption we used to produce such projected return. Second, due to our ability to trade the portfolio, generating capital gains, and also due to the overweight position in US dollar-based assets in the company's investment portfolio. This last point strategy has been a clear strategy from our side for a number of years to have an overweight position in US-based assets compared to Europe-based assets, as we are more confident in the stability and prospects of the US economy relative to the Eurozone. In our opinion, the strong and significant appreciation of the US dollar and the significant decline in oil prices are likely to bring some uncertainties for the US economy. We do recognize that these events are positive for the US consumer, but it may imply some significant rebalancing in the relative situation of some economic sectors. Such rebalancing is a source of risk for equity and credit markets in the US. Taking this into account, together with the support provided by quantitative easing by the ECB and the current weakness of the euro, we believe that some rebalancing of Volta's portfolio in favor of Europe should be considered. We do recognize a number of existing risk factors, including excessive bank balance sheets in China, geopolitical issues in the Middle East and Eastern Europe, as well as the Greek situation, but we do not expect, at the time of writing, these uncertainties to impact the way developed economies are managed at the present time. For the forthcoming semi-annual period, Volta should continue to focus on corporate credit assets, even if from time to time some opportunities may be sized outside this asset class. In particular, it could be reasonably expected that we will continue investing in debt tranches of CLOs, from time to time being highly selective in our choice, invest in some CLO equities, pursue investments in bank balance sheet transactions, and continue entering into CLO warehouses, generally entering in a new one after the pricing of the previous one. Through the last period, the company has demonstrated again its ability to adapt its investment strategy during the semi-annual period under review, especially through an increase in the turnover of the portfolio in order to generate capital gains. We consider that our duty as Volta's investment manager is to invest in assets that should be able to produce a stable revenue to be distributed to shareholders through investing and structuring investments adapted to the market situation. This has been illustrated during the 6 months period through the investment in CLO warehouses and thereafter through the signing of a repurchase agreement. We will continue leveraging the experience of our teams in the structured finance department of OXIM and their ability to take advantage of investment opportunities across different segments of the structured finance market to meet Volta's objectives. That's now the end of our prepared statement, and we can now open the question and answer session. Please, Rita, could you remind all participants how it works?
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 now. We will now take our first question from Conor Finn from Liberum. Please go ahead, your line is now open.
Thank you. Morning, Serge. Just a couple of quick questions from me. Firstly, on the dividend, there's obviously a slight uplift for the period to January 15. I mean, can we assume it's going to be unchanged for the second half for the period to July?
It's difficult to say. The dividend are stated every 6 months.
Yeah.
I think, again, obviously that's a board decision, and obviously that will be sort of taken when reviewing all factors when it comes to the appropriate time. So I think it would be difficult to comment further on that point, Conor.
Okay, thank you. And then just second one, really, on the hedging, you obviously mentioned that you may increase European exposure. Are you kind of likely to keep the, for the moment anyway, keep the kind of dollar exposure between 40 to 45% in terms of currency?
Yes, you're right. The current exposure is in between 40 and 45%. If and when we increase the weight of European assets, it should be considered that the dollar exposure will diminish through time. As always, we will be very transparent with shareholders, so if we decrease the dollar exposure portfolio, first it will be transparent through the monthly report to the shareholder, and it will be communicated. So if a new bracket is decided in the coming weeks or months, it will be communicated to shareholders. But as usual, you should not expect any significant variation in the currency exposure from one period to another one. If there is any change, it's going to be very small.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Conor.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1. I have no questions in the queue at this time.
Okay, well, thank you, Rita. Well, thank you, everyone, for participating in the call. And looking forward to continued progress and let's hope a successful outcome to the EGM. Thank you.
Thank you.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.